Okay, folks. Thank you very much for being patient. And by my count on my 13 fingers, I think we have a quorum. I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll. And I'm even going to share the mic.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm going to go down the list. Agamir? Agamir is not here. Alderson, I am here. Bernstein? Bernstein is not here.
Bernstein is excused because he's in the hospital.
Well, he's not here at the moment, so
yeah, let's
deal with that.
Let's just take the roll down, and then we'll do the excusing later.
Edward Steekert?
Present.
Edward Steekert is here. Fuentes Roman? Fuentes Roman is not here. Gans.
Present.
Gans is here. Goldmacher. Goldmacher is not here. Hallinan.
Here.
Hallinan is here. Hernandez.
Here.
Hernandez is here. Johnson.
Present.
Johnson is here. Coburn.
Here.
Coburn is here. Kurzweil.
Here.
Kurzweil is here. Moore. Moore is not here. Morgan.
Here.
Morgan is here. Pritchett.
Here.
Pritchett is here. Rosenberg. Rosenberg is not here. Sanders. Sanders is not here. Sawyer. Sawyer is not here. Siegel.
I just saw him.
Okay, well. Siegel is not here. Sterling.
Here.
Sterling is here. Taylor Nichols. Taylor Nichols is not here. Travis. Travis is not here. Whipperman.
Here.
Whipperman is here. Burton. I do this every time. White. White is here. And Wilkinson. Wilkinson is not here. So that's 13 present, 12 absent. We have a quorum.
Okay.
We would believe there wouldn't be a quorum.
No.
Sawyer isn't in the room
right
now. Now I understand. Excuse me for the frog in my throat. There are some people have some information as to why people are absent. Jack, you mentioned about Mal. Could you grab a mic, please?
Mal Bernstein took ill a couple of days ago. He's in Alta Bates Hospital. He is on the road to recovery. So he can't be here.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any information about absentees? Janet, could you grab a mic? Please pass the mic to Janet.
Sorry, guys, we're sharing over here today.
Yes, Joy Moore is out of the area on vacation.
Mr. Chair? I'd like to save us some time by proposing we excuse all absences.
Is there any objection to that wise suggestion? Hearing none, so done. We now move to the approval of the agenda. People will note from the email that I sent out to the board that with the concurrence of the special committee on the question of racism, that issue is off today's agenda, but it is not off the business of the board, and I await further instructions from the committee. Andrew, pass the mic, please.
I wasn't quite clear about what was where on the agenda.
11th item.
The 11th item, IGM discussion on racism allegations. Are you saying that, because I was a little unclear if there was meant to be a committee that was going to organize a conversation for this board to have concerning racism generally, or was that topic meant to be a personnel discussion about specific, is this the same topic or am I missing something?
I was
interested because it says new business, and usually new business doesn't precede old business.
Well, one, I refer you Let me turn it to the secretary to read the motion that was passed at the last meeting, and then I'm going to ask the present member of the committee, Samsara Morgan, to speak further.
Okay, so this followed Dan Siegel's motion that was amended. I'm sorry. Well, if you look at page 2 of the minutes, it's about one-third of the way up from the bottom. The third paragraph of the of that number, item number 7. So it says, the LSB shall hold a two-hour closed session to discuss allegations of discrimination at the station. A committee of Dan Siegel and Samsara Morgan shall be charged with organizing the planning and timing of this meeting. No retaliation against participants. So that's what was approved. And as far as the order, I placed it higher up on the list because I figured it was something that required fresh energy and alert minds, and it, the pattern of our meetings is that by the time we get to, you know, down later on the agenda, everybody's pretty wrung out. So that was the thinking there.
So my question is that since that resolution says 2 hours, and what is budgeted here is, seems to be like 30 minutes.
If you allow me to pass the mic to one of the members of the committee who can explain their plan, could somebody get the mic to Samsara?
Go deep.
Okay. I can speak to the formation of the committee and what we were going to be doing. I don't know about the point you make about the time allotment is right on point. I don't understand that myself. So whoever did that gets to speak to that later. But as it stands right now, Dan Siegel and I are the working group looking into seeing if it's even possible to create a safe space for this discussion to take place and how it should take place and when. So that's all up in the air at the moment. I have been in contact with Dan. We had a conversation in the past month, and you know, we're moving forward. So right now, I don't understand why this was even, you know, not to be upset with anybody. I know people are trying to do due diligence and whatnot, but this should not have even been on the table at all right now. It's not ready to be discussed.
Andrew? Sorry about the mic business, folks.
Yeah. It's better than last time.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it seems like it might be wise, since it's on the topic, on the table anyway, for us maybe to do a little temperature check about maybe gather some input or talk a little bit about how that might happen.
My discomfort is that Dan is not present. So I'd feel a lot more comfortable in us engaging in that with him here as well, since he and I were put in charge of brainstorming and then bringing things back to the committee for discussion. We haven't really even engaged in that besides one conversation at this point.
I see Craig's hand. I see Mark's hand. Craig.
Again, just to explain the origin of this item, my understanding at the time I put together the agenda, was that the recommendation from the committee was that it be a two-step process. First, that there would be a presentation or discussion by the IGMs, and then a longer discussion at some later meeting. At the time, Andrew Phillips said he would need about 20 minutes. I understood that Richard Porosky said he couldn't participate on the advice of the HR folks. So I budgeted 30 minutes to allow for some Q&A and further discussion. That's the origin of that item. Subsequently, I learned that the committee didn't want to pursue that. They're still working on it. So that's where we are right now.
Mark.
Yeah, at the same time, since the committee has not met, it would be pretty much undue influence on the committee for anyone outside of it to be doing anything with them right now. It's up to them to reach out, not for people to reach in. Otherwise, they're trying to put some kind of imprint or impression that the committee itself has to come up with its own.
There's a lot on this issue, but it is my view that it would be improper for the board to take up an issue that we have assigned to a committee before that committee is ready for that discussion. And so I'm going to rule out of order any suggestion on this issue. We must take guidance from the committee once we set it up. And the reason that the matter was on the agenda was I did not want to yank it without the understanding of the committee. I have been able to talk to both members of the committee, and they agree that they're not ready yet. So we are still on the approve the agenda basis. Andrea, I have indicated a chair's reaction to your request. I see Janet's hand, and I see your hand. Janet.
Okay, two things. One is a point of information, and I'll
to give
do
it
that
or
first.
To ask for it.
To ask for it.
My understanding of a point of information is to provide it to the board.
No.
Question. Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, the question is, there are two individuals sitting at these tables that I don't recognize. Is there a reason for that, or what?
It is my understanding when those folks came in, we didn't have any chairs for them, and they sat at chairs. If members of the board, people who are not members of the board, would go to the public guest area with my apologies, I would appreciate it greatly. And back to you, Janet.
Okay, so the second thing is about the agenda. So the under old business, item 12A, IT efficiency audit. Is anybody here? This is something that Joy has been taking the lead on, and she's not here. So should that be on? Is there anybody else here who would take
it
that on?
It was my intention that when we get to the items, if the person who made it is not here to motivate it, is to ask the board to pass on that issue until that such a subsequent meeting when we can handle it properly with the maker present. Rather than tinkering that way with the agenda, my hope is that we can go ahead with the overall view, and as we come to things, see where we are. Andrea, I saw your hand. Mark, I saw your hand. Barbara, I see yours, and I see yours, Sam.
I actually had a point of order with regards to the agenda.
Please.
Unless, with respect to an item in which the motivator is not present, there may be someone else who is present who is, and if you remove the item without finding that out first, then you may remove that person's ability to speak on behalf.
And that was one of the reasons why I said, let's not do it prematurely. Let's wait till we get there. Barbara, I forgot my list. Andrea.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'm just trying to understand clearly the rules that we're operating by. So I see that sometimes on the agenda we'll leave it in case somebody else has something to say, but I'm fearing that some of these other items are being taken off by you. And so I'm just trying to get clear. Do we have to vote on amendments to the agenda, or are you going to do it? Because it seems like we're doing a little bit of both. And then my other point is this, that it would be a great help if we could get the agenda more than a day in advance. Because we really, these conversations could actually take place online. We could actually do some of that. But, you know, so with all respect and love, Craig, too, so I appreciate, I know it's a volunteer position. I appreciate that you do that. It would just help our conversations advance a bit if we could have the agenda items and say that we have a week. And I kind of thought we did have that we had sort of a deadline for the agenda to be proposed so it could be sent out in a timely way. And I would also ask that we sort of abide by a notion that we're always going to have old business before new business. And that's I think we've been operating that way. So with all respect, I get that why you would make that change, but I'd like to be able to rely on a few conventions. I think that would help us to move forward.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Point of order takes precedent. We're in a mire even before we get started. Mark.
The agenda is not set in stone. It still has to be voted on. So any changes are not subject to amendment. They're subject to consideration by the board, which then approves on a final. Additionally, an agenda as a working document is subject to change up to and including that moment where it is voted on. So it's inappropriate to demand an agenda at any specific time, even though there may be a deadline for items of submission.
Barbara and I'm Sam Sarah. I said, who's taking covering me by taking
are you
names I call up? I see Janet, Barbara, Sam Sarah, Janet, and if I miss somebody, forgive me, I'll get to you next go around.
Am I next?
Yes.
I move that we accept the agenda with the one change that item number 11 is dropped from the agenda today and postponed until later.
A motion is on the floor. Seconded. I hear a second. Is there objection? I hear no objection. I see some nonverbals.
I object, Mr. Chair.
State your objection, please.
I would like to offer an amendment that would put all... you know what? I'll forget it. I'm going to let it go.
Pardon me?
Well, I just wanted to be noticed that there was, you know, I wasn't able to attend last month's meeting. A lot of emails have flown around on the topic of racism. And so I'm wrestling inside, you know, I'm all for a peaceful meeting and so forth, but I also feel like I would like to be able to input on that process. And so it sounds like the committee has got two people on it, and it sounds like it's like, that's it, you know? And
I'm sorry.
And so I object to eliminating that new business item because I would like to hear a little bit about how it's going to move forward, if it hasn't already, if there's obstacles to it moving, or if there's some, I'd like to know the plan so that I can
point
support
order,
the
Mr.
plan.
Chair.
So okay. I'd like to keep that item on the agenda.
Okay, anybody? Strictly speaking, we have to vote on the motion, but please, in order that we don't bristle prematurely, I would like Sam Sarah to explain a bit. She's a member of the committee, and I have something to add to answer your questions, the other questions, and Bjorn. They're not going to be ignored. Sam Sarah.
Okay. Firstly, I profoundly regret all of these emails that went flying around making everybody feel crazy. I could appreciate how that felt. The formation of this committee of two people at this point was to keep such things from happening and to try to troubleshoot, at least on my side of the fence, troubleshoot ways that this conversation could actually be had on the various levels that it needs to be had in a way that's sane and safe and non-abusive. It's a Herculean task. Amen. So, and at this point, Dan and myself have been able to have one conversation based on both of our busy schedules, and we intend to have more, and that's the focus and goal, to see if these conversations can be had at all, and if they can be had safe, sane, non-abusive. You are more than welcome to come join the committee, because I think, you know, more than one person would be, more than two people would be great. And anyone who can stand that commitment of working on these issues, please do. Please come and join. But that's what happened last month. Those are the two folks who said, you know, we're willing to start looking at this month. Personally, I'd like to keep the committee kind of small and tight and grow. And we don't, at this point, there's nothing to be said because there's nothing hard to bring back for discussion and voting and moving forward. Last month, it felt like people wanted to just rush. Well, we'll just have a meeting. The next board meeting, we'll just throw some people in some chairs and they'll talk and we'll get. I wasn't for that at all. I am for slow and steady with this really volatile issue with a lot of compassion and love. That's how I want to roll. So if you want to come help, Andrea, please do. But I feel your concerns. Why I'm saying it like this is I feel your concerns, and I'm I hope that this makes helps you feel a little better, and you're welcome to come begin the fray.
Jack, could you hold on a second, because in order for me to respond to a couple of things. Number one, just so that there is a clear response from the chair about the agenda. The agenda is a proposed document. I asked that because this board set up a committee in anticipation of that committee having a report, I asked that there be room on the agenda for that committee. Subsequently, I was able to contact the committee, and I found out from both members that they were not ready. I would not pull a committee item off the agenda without that committee's approval. Having had that committee's approval, and my feeling that it was premature, I pulled it. And therefore, it doesn't... I sent out an email to the board explaining that, and the draft essentially was modifying the draft agenda. With regard to a deadline, we're all volunteers doing other things, and I think we need to be patient and understanding of the secretary's own schedule and other people's own schedule. We should get it out as soon as humanly possible. One further thing. Since this board has named the committee of Sam Sarah Morgan and Dan Siegel, the board would have to add to the membership. But I would say, from what Sam Sarah said, there is an invitation from the committee to give input to that committee as to help them meet their mandate. Now, with that in mind, Jack, I ask you to hold off your comment until I had a chance to sound off. Back to you.
Thank you.
Oh, Janet, my apologies. Jack, hold on. I missed Janet.
A couple of things.
Sorry. I thought there was a motion to approve the agenda, and is that the business that we're supposed to be dealing
Thank
with
you.
And not other discussions?
You're right.
That's one. And then I do have something else, but after that.
Okay, you're absolutely right. Thank you for the catch. There is a motion on the floor. It has been seconded that we approve the agenda with the... exception of item 11.
Mr. Chair, with respect.
Please.
Andrew proposed an amendment which was to reinstate item 11.
To what?
I understood Andrea to be proposing an amendment which was to reinstate item 11, and that would have to be disposed of before the main motion.
Is there a second to Andrea's point of order?
The motion was to delete item 11. So amending it to reinstate item 11 is just, it doesn't make sense. So if
the motion was to approve the agenda with the exception of item 11. That's what Barbara said.
Let me understand this. The motion was to approve the agenda and delete item 11. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair.
From today's agenda, right? Okay.
And Andrea, if
we just vote on it, that's all.
Is there a second?
Put it to a vote.
Is there a second to these? Andrea's. There is a second. Andrea, would you restate your motion, please? Somebody give her the mic.
To restate item 10.
Reinstate.
I think it's reinstate item. Is
it?
Was this revised from here? Is that not the same as the?
Okay.
My bad. The break. I'm sorry. Or something.
If that is the motion,
I'll go with this one and not the one that was emailed.
I beg your pardon. I don't know what this one is, Andrea.
I'll go with this agenda in my hand. It's the item reinstate item 11. And I have reasons for that, but I can motivate that if you want me to.
The chair's view is that if you agree with Andrea, you should vote against Barbara's motion. We don't need an amendment. So the essence of your vote is if you want to take item 11 today, vote no on Barbara's motion. All those in favor of Barbara's motion, please raise your hand. All those opposed to Barbara's motion, please raise your hand. Thank you. Jack Kurzweil.
This is...
Microphone, please. Janet, if I cut you off prematurely again.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
We've just approved an agenda. We're now on minutes approval. That's the only thing we should be discussing.
Give me a chance to find out what a member who has raised his or her hand has raised his or her hand for. Then we'll proceed. Jack.
We're sharing on this side.
I am confused at this point about the status of membership on this committee. And I want to clarify whether or not it is up to the board to assign members to this committee, or does the remark made in passing that anybody on the board is free of their own will to join this committee, does that stand as process?
It does not. Subsequent to that, the chair made the observation that the board set up the committee. The board can add to it, but I'm sure the committee invites input from as many sources as possible.
Thank you.
All right, Janet. And please help me move to the agenda item. I think Brian's point is well taken, even though I slapped at him.
Well, I want to make a motion that the LSB agenda shall always list old business before new business unless the LSB decides there be an exception.
Is there a second?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Point of order.
The motion is irrelevant and that's unnecessary. That's standard procedure within Robert's rules.
The chair would point out that since the board... anything is a draft. The board has a final vote on what the order is. I think it's I would rule it out, the motion out of order for that reason. Is there?
Can I just say one
please.
Other thing? So one of the things that did happen, there was the development discussion some meetings back where that discussion took place before old business. And I think that was... initially, it was later on in the agenda in previous months, but then it was decided by the board to be earlier. So anyway, that's what I was referring to.
Craig?
This doesn't have to be a big discussion. I'll just do the agenda in that order. I don't care. It's fine. The board can change the agenda any way it wants. I just want us to remember that we are all human. After we take a break, after we, you know, as the day drags on, we get wrung out, and we are not in a position to take on, you know, really thorny items. I mean, you can just see it from the rhythm of the meetings. Everybody gets crabby by about 2 o'clock. So in the future, you know, I'll just do the agenda with the new business at the bottom as we've done all. A big deal. We can change it as we need to. Let's not make a motion and make a rule and have another vote on it. Let's just move on.
Welcome to Mel's. Welcome. Is it agreeable that we do move? I want to really urge the board to understand that anything that comes before us, is including the agenda, is in the form of a suggestion to the board. The board has the final authority. Does anybody object to our moving to the minutes? Hearing none, we are now in item number four, approving of the minutes, and I'm, for that purpose, I'm turning the mic back to the secretary in case there are any discussion or questions.
Janet.
I have a nit. At the end of item seven, the last line about excusing the absence of Ramses, there should be an addition of approved without objection.
Ah.
Thank you.
Sure. So noted.
Any other suggested modification of last month's minutes? Hearing none, I rule that they are approved as corrected. We are now at public comments, and thank everybody for your patience. We finally got there. Could somebody bring me up the sign-up sheet? Only one person has signed up, Mr. Bergstrom. Oh, I see your hand, and I'll call it in you next.
Okay.
A microphone to Mr. Bergstrom, please.
How many minutes, by the way?
Three.
Okay.
Excuse me for a moment, now that you reminded me. Let me get my handy-dandy. Margie's not here to be a timekeeper, so my iPhone is going to be, if it works.
Would you like me to keep time for it so you can share?
You're on.
Okay. My name is Daniel Borgstrom, for the record. Yes, I'd like to talk about what definition of journalism. That has come up because of the Snowden affair. We're probably all aware that there's definitions of it are being discussed. There are senators who want to be able to define it. It touches on the First Amendment. It's also scary because if they define it, they can grab just about anybody who says anything and say that you're not a journalist, you're aiding the enemy, whatever. There's also things like that. So I think it'd be worthwhile to discuss what is a journalist. I have a big problem with our weekday news, our news department, which seems to think that journalism is what you get off of AP Wire. Sometimes AP has very good articles, sometimes they have bad articles, but that's not everything that journalism is. A couple of days ago, I saw on the Guardian UK a very interesting definition. I wish I'd written it down, but it included the phrase journalism is for the community. Journalism is that which helps the community, is useful to the community in organizing itself. Words to that effect. Journalism is useful, that which is information which is useful to the community in organizing itself. And I think that that is a very good definition. It should not exclude people who are activists. I mean, Glenn Greenwald, who a very courageous person, whom I really admire, he is definitely an activist at this time. He has put himself in danger. It's not only Snowden, it's a lot of other people.
30 seconds.
How many?
30.
Yes. Okay, so I would like to see us discuss, I would like to see a discussion. It could be on air and KPFA too, on what is journalism.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And although, sir, give your name because I don't have it on the sign-up sheet.
My name is Craig.
Excuse me. Go.
My name is Craig Williams, and I've been on the Outreach Committee for a couple of years now. And I've got this project which I'd like the board to take a look at. It's called Permission Marketing. I've got some flyers on this, which I'll pass around to you. And the idea is that with asking people for permission to send them emails, once you have that permission, then what's explained over here, the real holy grail of marketing is to be able to get that permission and then to send them periodically send people information. We can do this, and I've got a sample of this. I've started to do this a little bit with college professors. You know, we can approach college professors. There are tens of thousands of them throughout the state of California. So that's a potential group. Also, doctors and lawyers are a potential group. There are other groups as well. The racism issue came up. We could also work through black ministers. This is, you know, if we had three or four shows that we could send them a link to, and actually Mr. Sterling was the one who showed me about using links, you know, for KPFA programs. We could do it with those groups. We could do it through voter lists. We could do it with union people. So there are quite a few markets. They're like, if you think of these different groups as markets, professors, doctors, lawyers, voters, you know, and women's groups, gay organizations, all of these groups, you can call people, you can call individuals and ask them, can we have permission to periodically send you an email about stories? And we have so many reviews of books. You know, for professors, you know, if we send them four books like the flyer that I sent out, you know, this is going to potentially draw people into the organization. The key thing is this concept of frequency and, you know, just the flyer once a month. Another group with doctors, we've got a couple of shows on healthcare. You know, and if we were just to pull four shows a month from It's About Health or Your Own Health and Fitness, or interviews about, you know, what's going on with Obamacare and other healthcare issues. So there's a lot of potential for this, and I'd like to somehow begin to work with the board on this and get their endorsement for the idea.
Thank you very much. Since I'm functioning as timer, and I feel rude butting into somebody speaking, when I want to give a 30-second warning, I'll tap on this rather than. I beg your pardon?
I thought Brian was going to.
Okay. Are you going to do the timing, Brian?
I'm happy to.
Please. I'm happy to give it up. Okay, great. Then, please pay no attention to me on timing. Pay attention to Brian. Okay. We now segue into public announcements, and that was your remarks, a wonderful segue for that. Thank you. Any other public announcements? Yes, Cynthia.
I will try to be very brief because, again, just as you said, Craig, KPFA for our community organizations is so valuable, but it could be even more so. So that sounds terrific. Anyway, just briefly, you are all invited this coming Saturday. We have a benefit dinner for our BFUU, BFUU.org. We have Daniel and Patricia Ellsberg and people talking about how we save our civil liberties, etc. And this very afternoon, we have Guantanamo and Pelican Bay hunger strikers at the Peace Park in downtown Berkeley at 3:00. And tonight, as part of the Labor Fest, we have Trans-Pacific Partnership, the NAFTA on steroids, with people from Sutter and Asian hospitals. So that is enough. I'll just put some flyers over there if anybody else is interested in the ongoing things. Thanks. And if you want to buy a ticket for the benefit dinner, they're a mere $20. So.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Brian, time yourself.
We have a fun drive starting a week from Monday.
Oh, no.
Give us all your money, but if you don't give us all your money, come spend some time in our phone room. It opens at 6:30 a.m. on weekdays and is open till 8 p.m. most weeknights. And opens at 7, I believe, on the weekends. 2 weeks.
Okay, good luck.
So it'll end a week from this coming Friday. Sorry, 2 weeks from this coming Friday.
Any other announcements? We are ready then.
A week from Monday.
And we're 2 minutes ahead of our agenda. Wonderful. To go to the IGM report. And Richard, I am delighted to get rid of the microphone.
Thanks for your patience.
Oh, let me remind the board that you give the report will be given, then there'll be a period for your questions, and then the Richard will answer them all at once.
I just wanted to follow up on what Brian said about the fund drive. It starts on July 22nd. It ends on August 2nd. It's a bit different than in the past. I mean, aside from its two-week length, actually 12 days, we had to split the focus of it. My concern, and I expressed this to the folks at Goldbusters who are helping us with this, is that we need to think about sustainability. We are now doing approximately 90 days a year of pitching in pledge drives. That's a lot. We do it in a way where the focus becomes more on the premiums that we offer, the thank you gifts, than perhaps the programming itself. This is not unusual. Other stations do this. You've perhaps noticed with even PBS. They will literally wipe their slate clean and put up bebop of the 50s or big band music or whatever, and the whole idea is to play the DVD and sell the DVD to generate money. Often what they're offering has nothing to do with the programming that is taking place normally at that time. It generates money. That's why PBS does it. What we do generates money. That's why we do it. The question, though, is the long-term sustainability of this. In other words, when we deny the listeners what it is they tune to the rest of the year, if we do that, are we really providing the service that they're looking for? Don't we need to perhaps emphasize what we offer, the value of what we offer, and try to encourage people to donate to the station because of that? There are some stations, most of them are fairly small, but they use the pitch, the programming is the premium. They don't offer any thank you gifts at all. They simply do their programs, and in the course of their programs, they remind you of the value and ask you to contribute. I wish we could do that. I'm afraid we can't. That would not generate enough money right now. So as I say, we need to split our focus. For the short term, we need to continue to follow the procedure that we're doing it. I know some people disparage it by calling it the home shopping network, and I understand that. But the fact of the matter is, it is generating revenue for us and the other Pacifica stations at this time. So we do need to pursue that. But one of the differences that we're bringing to bear in this fund drive is that we are targeting programs that will not be preempted, that will get special training in pitching and presentation from the folks at Goldbusters. There will be more of a focus on the program and the value of the programming. The pitching will be tied directly to the program. The goal is to try and do this with 5 shows each drive. And considering that there's usually less than 2 months between each drive, we can rack up a fair number of shows to get this special training in a relatively short time. In addition, those that we train will be able to help train others. As I say, we will try to generate as much revenue as possible in the ways that have proven that they can generate revenue. But looking forward, we need to focus on the programming. And beyond money, beyond service to the community, it actually helps us understand better what we do. One of the many ways that we can evaluate the programming is the response of the people. Do they listen to it? Do they find it worthwhile? Do they feel as though it is something they would like to contribute to? In addition, we are trying to add more voices to the pitching process. This is something that other stations have used effectively. This is something that Goldbusters recommends. It is good to get more than one voice. It is good to get more than one story. Yes, it's important that the listeners know that we do need their money, but it's also important for them to know what it is we do, why we're important. Goldbusters did a marvelous job of interviewing some of our large dollar donors, and there was a theme that ran through the responses. Many of them said that because of their schedules and any number of other things, they don't listen to KPFA much anymore, but they still donate. And they said this, that they still donate, even though they don't listen much, because they value what KPFA stands for. They appreciate it for the service that it offers to the community. And even if they don't have a chance to listen to it, they want it to be there. Almost like a firehouse. Your house may never burn down, but you kind of like the idea that the firehouse is there. These are some of the stories that we need to add to our appeals. We need to remind people of the value, even if they don't listen often. The value to the community itself and not just to the individual listener is very important to stress. And I would also like to echo what Brian said. We do need phone volunteers, folks. So if you do have some time, please stop by. There is usually some kind of refreshment there to sustain you during the time. There are some of the programmers who actually have lotteries? Door prizes, thank you. So that if there are a number of people at the table answering phones, they will all have a chance to win a book or a CD or something along those lines. The other aspect I wanted to touch on is the workplace investigation. Robert McCree came by my office on Wednesday to talk with me. He told me that there are still some people he needs to interview. There are still some documents he needs to go over, but he feels he is in the stage of wrapping up the investigation. He would not commit to a specific time as to when he will stop the interviews and complete the investigation. He did not commit to a specific day or time when he will submit the report. It will be a report that is a separate objective piece that simply states what it is he was covering. There will also be a separate package that will be recommendations that he is making based on the report. I can't really say, because he wouldn't say, when this will all happen. I did get the strong impression, though, that it would probably be sometime by the end of this month or very early August. I urge all of you who have yet to speak with Mr. McCree, and those, especially those of you who obviously want to speak with Mr. McCree, if you have something to offer with regard to the workplace, please call Tamika at the Pacifica National Office and ask to book an interview with Mr. McCree. These are done in one-hour segments. If you need to speak with him more, he's more than happy to book you for more. If you've already spoken with Mr. McCree and there is more you have to say, or there is some follow-up that you had mentioned to him that you wanted to pursue, again, please call Tamika and please book it. I cannot say how much time you have left, and just because he told me he's wrapping it up, there may be reasons for him to extend it. I don't know. But if we could please move quickly on this, if you do have something to say to him, if you could make the appointment, if you know of someone who has talked about meeting with Mr. McCree, if you could mention this to them so that they could move forward and we can probably wrap this up as quickly as Mr. McCree thinks he can, it would save us a lot of time and money, and at least it's something that we could begin to move forward on. I'm terribly sorry.
What's your, repeat the question.
Yeah. As far as contact information, Brian, do you have the phone number for there?
Tamika's email address is Tamika, T-A-M-I-K-A, at Pacifica.org.
And I would assume most of you have the national phone number. I believe Tamika's extension is 206. You can contact her either way. There is a directory when you call the national office, so that you will hear Tamika's name mentioned, and they'll give the extension.
Are there any questions? I'm sorry, have you finished?
Yes, thank you.
Any questions for Richard? Okay, I see Frank's hand, I see Andrea's hand. That's who I see. Hold the mic all right. Frank, you've got to hear Andrea. Okay, Frank, you're on.
I was curious about the management team. Is Andrew still getting paid? I understand he's moving him back to New York temporarily, I guess. I don't know. So I was curious if my understanding was until the investigation is over and he's either cleared or something happens, he's paid. So I was curious if he's still getting paid. And I think some people mentioned before, like maybe getting a report back from Gold Busters. Is that a possibility? I know Janet was asked about that in the past. And I think a lot of us are kind of concerned, not concerned, but would be. It'd be great for a direct report back from Gold Busters. I know they're busy and they're not even always here. And I think that was probably it. I think there was one more question about with the fund driving, if there was still talk floating around of some type of underwriting. Is somebody still considering that, or is that in the air?
Would you pass the mic, please, to Andrew?
Yeah, you did. That's great. I also am curious. I want to hear what excuse me. What development plans you have? So I don't know if you're able to stay for that. We have development on our agenda, or if you're intending to stay, it would be great. And I'm curious also that if this investigation is complete and findings are issued and recommendations, does this investigation have a direct bearing on Andrew Phillips' status? I've been a little confused throughout about how those things relate. So if you can clear that up for me, I'd appreciate that.
Would you pass the mic to Janet, please?
Thank you. So along with the investigation, the report from the investigation, there's also your position seems to be connected to the investigation. Can you talk about what your future or is going to be?
Thank you. Richard, the mic is yours.
Oh, I've got one. Thank you.
All right.
With regard to the two questions about Andrew and the investigation, Andrew is involved in the investigation to the degree that those who speak to the investigator bring his name up. He is not the target of the investigation. The investigation was to target the workplace. To essentially determine whether or how best the station can improve its operations, whether it has to do with grievances, how to prevent lawsuits. Please remember the motivating factor for this investigation was the, I'll use the word concern, on the part of the insurers for Pacifica. They were literally saying that they have paid out too much money in lawsuits. And unless the station did something to examine its workplace to determine what could be done to stop the lawsuits and similarly, to stop the grievances, to stop anything that was in any way impacting what the insurance companies had to pay out, that was the purpose of this, to improve the situation at the workplace. To the degree that Andrew is involved in that, that's the degree to which the investigation will reflect on him. I have no idea what extent that is.
With regard for a report from Goalbusters, yes. I had mentioned previously, or at a previous meeting, that Goalbusters is more than happy to address concerns of the board with regard to what they're doing, and more importantly, what KPFA could consider with regard to expanding revenue streams. One of the aspects of the fund drive and that special training that I mentioned from Goalbusters is that Jim Anderson will be here on Monday and Tuesday, the 15th and the 16th. He'll be at the station from 10 in the morning until about 8:30 at night, with a couple of breaks for lunch and dinner. He is here ostensibly to help with the training, both the program specific training as well as generic workshops, but he is also going to have office hours. If you have the chance, please contact Veronica, veronica@kpfa.org. She can schedule you some time with Jim Anderson, and he'd be more than happy to speak with you. With regard to my development plans, I've been working with Goalbusters on any number of things. There are some grant proposals that they've been dealing with. There is also a comprehensive campaign that they have talked about. And once this pledge drive is over, we're going to be trying to go over the details. In fact, while Jim is here, we're going to try and flesh out some of the stuff that they've already put together. With regard to the investigation in my position, thank you. I have to say that when I was brought on, Pacifica National told me that I would be here for the duration of the investigation. When Robert contacted me and told me that he was wrapping up, I contacted Pacifica National and reminded them of this. And I requested that they inform me of the exit strategy. And they responded by saying that they would do so shortly.
We got a moment or two on the agenda. I saw Janet's hand, and I see Andrea's hand, and we've got about 3 more minutes, a little bit more than 3 minutes in this segment. Janet?
Yes, okay, real quick. I hear that there's a way for us to meet with Jim, but what I've been wanting, and I think maybe Andrea might be wanting, is some kind of a report or something directly from them to us, to the LSB. Is that possible?
Would you pass the mic to Andrea, please? Excuse me.
I'm also eager to hear any updates that there are on the hiring process for the, if you've had any bites on the program director position, if you're in a position or to report on that, excuse me, or if that's covered elsewhere, that's fine. I'm also curious that there were, I have noticed, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just curious if there was a high profile investigation that was discussed on air regarding J.R. Valerie's suspension from the airwaves, and I'm curious if we can go in, if we need to. Whatever's best for this body, I don't want to force us into executive session or something, but I am concerned that these quote unquote investigations take a long time, and I find them to be demoralizing within the community, to be honest, and that in the absence of facts or outcomes, people sort of make stuff up. So I'd love to help to add to more fact-based
Richardson's.
Yes, with regard to a report, a specific written report from Goalbusters, perhaps in terms of what they've done already, what they plan to do, the options you might have with regard to expanding revenue streams. Yes, we can ask them for a report, and I would assume they'd be happy to generate. As I say, they've been open to receiving questions from the board about any of these things. So I will specifically ask Jim, when he's here, to please begin that. If there are any of you who will be meeting with him, and there are any specific items that you would like him to address in that report, I would suggest you make reference to that. With regard to hiring for a PD, yes, it's ongoing. It is in the hands, though, of the search committee, not the manager. And I do receive resumes and cover letters and things like that, but I forward them on to the search committee. With regard to J.R. Valerie, I don't know. I don't know. My understanding was that this was, again, because he's made some, filed some grievances, that this report is going to address that. It will summarize his grievances. I would assume give some sense of their validity, and I would imagine that Mr. McCree's recommendations would in some way involve something about, you know, bringing about some kind of conclusion to his suspension.
Please, more back and forth. I've got to call it.
We're at time on the GM supported.
Pardon me?
We're out of time. We hit our 20 minutes.
The chair would like publicly to chastise the chair. When I heard that there was going to be another fund drive, I groaned because the fund drive, everyone will join me. That's one thing we're unanimous about, we hate. So everybody who agrees with me, make sure it is successful in short, and I will be phoning in a renewed pledge from Oregon as soon as the fund drive starts. I see your hand, Andrea.
Yeah, I'd like to move that we extend the opportunity for discussion with the interim acting general manager for another 10 minutes, please.
I hear a motion and second. Let's go quickly. Does anybody need to discuss it? All right, all those in favor, please say, raise your hand.
Nine yes.
All those opposed? I can see that it passes. 10 more minutes on this has been approved. Brian, set your timer. And let me emphasize that what is most fruitful is to ask the question and then give the person reporting a chance to answer. I want to avoid, and I will cut off, a back-and-forth discussion. I don't think that that is the most efficient way for us to proceed. Okay. Frank, I saw your hand first, and I would next assume that Andrea would like the floor, and I see you. I will recognize you afterwards. Frank.
I want to thank Andrea for bringing up the JR issue, because he did bump into me in the hallway and asked me to mention. So there is, I heard that there has been a couple other suspensions. Greg Bridges may be suspended for having some a curse word or something on his show. Also, Waylon, I think, on Father Figures played a song or something that had a bad word. And they're going to have a suspension. As far as I understand, I don't know the details, so I'm curious of what is the details. Are they being suspended? And the question that I'll pose is, what is the limit of JR suspension? I mean, I don't even know the count now. It must be 4 or 5 months, or at least 3, I'm sure. Is there an end date pending investigation? I understand Andrew Phillips. I don't know if you answered my question about his payment being paid still, but my understanding that he was being paid till the investigation. Is JR going to be suspended until the investigation, or can he return now that 90 days has been gone and let the investigation continue? That is my question.
I need some advice. Since we're dealing with personnel matters, I'm not sure, but I rather suspect they should be in executive session.
Those names should not have been mentioned in conjunction.
I'm sorry. Anybody further want to raise a question? Andrea?
Let me put it like this, that what's happening for some of us is that we're not able to understand what principles, rules, procedures govern this notion of suspension. There seems to be inconsistent enforcement. I have noticed that J.R. Valerie has not been at his regular Wednesday morning slot for some many months now. And as a matter of procedure, not personnel or anything else, I'm curious, is it the policy, is there a limited duration? And it seems like at some point the individual is being penalized for our failure to conduct a limited investigation. You know, that somebody gets swept up in this tidal wave of we're going to investigate the whole community of KPFA. Meanwhile, so I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, if you can enlighten us in any way about that. What are the procedures?
That's a point of order. I didn't understand.
I'm sorry. Again, point of order. Is it regarding the details of the investigation?
Excuse me.
No, I have the floor, ma'am.
Excuse me. A point of order takes immediate precedent until we hear.
This is a discussion of an event regarding a person's employment or retainment at the station. It is a discussion of what's happened to a person. It's a discussion of any punishments, penalties, actions, inactions, conditions, and is inappropriate for discussion in an open session. I could put it to the individual, if we were to talk about her personal medical history, her personal employment history, anything else in public. It's a question of appropriateness of the person in having their right to due process outside of their jurisdiction and outside of their input.
Correct. I'm not asking for any individual specific information regarding the employee.
You're asking for information on his report.
No, don't cross the bait.
I'm asking for what are our procedures, and that seems like a perfectly reasonable request.
Let me, at the risk of incurring the board's wrath, I notice we're due for a break shortly. I don't want to impose upon our guests. I will ask that people withhold questions, whether they agree or disagree, that it should be an executive session, that name particular people and deal with specific instances of action until I call an executive session, and I will do so right before the break, and that is the chair's ruling.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I may have something to state that will cut across this in any event.
I kind of hear you.
Something to state that will cut across this in any event. This action is not an action of KPFA. It is an action of Pacifica, and is therefore outside of our jurisdiction to respond or answer anyway.
I don't want to cut any member of the board out from expressing something, so please bear with me. It is the chair's request to the board that we proceed with the treasurer's report, the KFCF report, and then at the time that we take a break, I'm going to ask that we have a brief executive session so that members of the board can disagree or raise concerns or whatever. Brian.
With all due respect, Mr. Chair.
That's a.
I think the concerns have been raised. I don't think we should hold our manager hostage to an executive session at an indeterminate time in the future. I would propose that we clear the room for 10 minutes so we can discuss whatever we can discuss.
That's a better idea. To Andrew.
Mr. Chair, I'd also like to point out that I'm specifically asking what are our policies in open session, because I do believe that the listening community and KPFA, the public, that we should all know what are the policies. That's not secret stuff. That's not specific to an individual. And if it's true that nobody knows the answer to those questions, I think that's important information. And I'd like that question to be answered in open session.
For the chair's education, let us enter into the executive session in the manner suggested by Brian. And if after that executive session there is a matter to be brought up in public, do so. I would prefer to err in the side of caution than to screw up. And there can be a report out, as Barbara reminded me. The chair will ask the indulgence of our guests, non-members of the board, if you will. I hate to do this, but
don't we have to vote?
10 minutes.
Mr. Chair, point of order. I do believe we have to vote on whether or not to change gears.
The chair is ruling you can vote to overrule, and let's move our business along, folks. Is there a motion to overrule the chair?
I would overrule you in that I do believe I'd like to stick with a democratic process. So yes.
Is there a motion to overrule?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
The moment that the confidential information is breached. The moment confidential information is breached in open session, the body should go automatically into executive session.
Thank you. Again, I'm going to call just in time. Thank you. Let me indicate a 10-minute request for an executive session. If I get an indication that that estimate is wrong, I will come out and inform you folks, and I apologize for asking you to take a break. Thank you very much. It is now 8:30, 20 minutes of the hours. Please.